You should watch us on a TV in high def. It helps watch the glowy symbols around us glow better.
Yeah.
Look at it go. It's amazing. Borrelio spent so long on it.
I mean, now with YouTube's ad changes, it's more and more like TV. So...
Stop sending me photos of the bomb we dropped on Nagasaki. Fucking Huckabees. Cut that part, by the way.
Yeah, that's a lot of
when
that.
You ask what the fuck that joke is, Borrelio, remind me right now, what the fuck is that joke, Brad, and then I will send you a funny ass fucking video.
Well, yeah, there's no way he knows that.
No.
There's no way.
It would be very obscure for him to know that.
Yeah.
Borrelio, do they have How It's Made in Brazil? Did it get ported? Is it in Portuguese? Is it a very calm man explaining how things are made? But always at a mom and pop shop because they can't get the big places where everything is automated at godspeeds. So like you're watching how something is artisanally made instead of how it was actually made.
Right.
They're like, watch how a car is made. These people hand screw these into place. They make one car every 16 days. The Ford F-150 at 37 seconds cycle time.
Yeah. Brrr. Basically. Start to finish, I blinked. Fuck. Where were we on that?
I don't know. We went so far on that tangent.
I think we gotta finish wrapping up the sellout merch thing and then we're good.
Yeah. Okay. Whatever he salvages from this. Wait, Borrelio's in this chat?
Yeah, he just got back. Apparently he's taking a shower. So, you know, sexy.
Cool. He's live streaming too.
Yeah. To a different audience, but
speaking of content land, the land of Wano, are you close to done?
No.
God damn it. I really want to do that.
What chapter is it supposed to be done?
The last chapter of Wano. Let me look. If it's not 1053, it's goddamn close to it.
Okay, then I've still got a decent amount.
I want to do that as a bonus episode where we rank every One Piece arc so far.
All right.
I've just reacquainted myself with the entirety of One Piece again, so...
Oh, interesting. It's like basically the end of the colored ones.
The colored ones did not get to the end of Wano when I read it. I read it about a year ago, though, so it probably creeped very close if it didn't make it there yet.
Yeah.
I had to switch to black and white for the... post fight part, and the final portion of the fight was a fan coloring because the coloring hadn't gotten there yet, and apparently there's a fan series that's faster, but it was very awkward that the color suddenly changed on everybody. Like, everyone was suddenly different slight skin tone, different shading applied. All of their outfits were different random colors.
I thought this was a fan coloring.
No, the one you're reading is the official color manga.
Oh, I didn't even know that was a thing.
The One Piece is colored up through the end of Wano now, I think, or damn near it.
That's wild.
Yep. It's been being released in color for like 15 years, but it's been catching up.
Yeah, I just always assumed those were the fan ones, because I've seen the fan ones before. Meep, meep,
meep. So yeah, I got everything south of Mushishi done. Mob Psycho up is not done yet.
Did you ever finish watching Mob Psycho?
No, I got halfway through season 2. Something happened. We dropped it for a day and then we never finished. So I'm just going to rewatch season 2. Then I'll watch season 3.
That's fair.
But I loved season 1 so much.
Season 1 was awesome. I was like, well, you're just going to start over from season 1 again, right? Because like... I love that intro, too.
Yeah, for guilty pleasures for things that will just be on in my household, like just running in a room, will be like Overlord, or that time I got reincarnated as a slime, which is also known as Wholesome Overlord. We haven't done it, but your camp would be a perfect example of one. I could see that entering the just being on, hopefully, One Piece once I get her finished.
The only concern I have is... the war.
So, I updated my brother yesterday.
Like, that was a fucking slog for me to get through.
So, One Piece, we can't do because it doesn't have English dub and she won't do subbed.
Fair.
And honestly, the English dub stuff I went through today and, like, did some voice checks. Because we watched the final episode of Skypiea on this new one just to, like, check that it worked. And it did. And I was like, Enel's voice is meh. Like... English voice for Anel is not great.
Actually, I do know what that one is. Yeah, it's not great.
It's too deep. It's not right for Anel.
It's got to be more Detroit wannabe white guy.
A little more wily.
Yeah.
But no, my problem is, okay, so I found One Piece Kai is a different edit that is not one pace, but it's the same idea, done by a single dude who was like, what if one pace, but I do it in English?
No. Oh.
And he got all the way up through the first half of Wano, and he has a note of like second half of Wano when Wano is finished in English, but Wano won't be finished in English until at least January.
The fact that you're like got all the way up to, and then you're like halfway through Wano is like, oh, it's basically all the way up through what's done.
Well, the English One Piece has way sped up to the point where it's like almost caught up with Japanese. English will get to a very key moment that you're not to yet in the Kaido fight with their release in January. That's like the famous moment at the end of this arc that's a spoiler. And everyone's super hyped for that moment. We're probably talking like March, probably for the post-Wano wrap-up time. So that's probably when that'll actually come out. But it doesn't matter because this is like reduced, right?
Yeah.
And recut into like big episodes. I love that he likened it to a Netflixification of One Piece by making it 40 to an hour and 40 minute episodes at random just for where it fits in the episode.
All right.
And he's like ignoring the fact that One Piece also is on Netflix now and also that series is really good. Go watch it. Which won the wife over.
I do need to actually watch. I might grab that from you.
So I've got it for you.
The last time, like, I was supposed to get that from you and then just forgot.
Yeah, so One Piece Kai is, I think it's 197 episodes to get halfway through Wano. Looking at the breakdown, he did a really good job with Marineford. He does it by major arc, so Marineford is part of the Paramount War, so it's like everything from Sabaody to Time Skip.
Interesting.
Because that's technically like the major arc that it falls within.
It is, yes. But also like...
The part that drags is Marineford.
Yeah.
Marineford is 4 episodes only.
Wow.
Which shows how much.
I mean, I guess if they're like an hour long and then you like cut out like the intro and outro and stuff like that, yeah, you could do it.
And he was like, I don't try to cut to only manga panel because I tried that at first and it was psychotic.
Yeah.
So like, I just let it, if it doesn't feel like awful filler, I'll let the scene play out fully. And he's like, and I even let some filler stuff if they make me laugh.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's fine.
I feel like that's the way it should go, kind of. Like, I always was annoyed by like, oh, make it exact. Perfect. And it's like, well, but it's a different style. There's enjoyment to be made.
But that shows how much Marineford drags in official cut.
It's awful.
Because it's 21 chapters. It is 25 episodes in the original cut.
Yeah.
And for people like listening to this, an episode should ideally be approximately 2 to 3 chapters. If it's a fight scene, it may be 5 to 7 chapters because fights are very long to draw individual shots, but are very fast for what is actually happening.
Yeah.
So he got it cut down to like 3 hours from damn near 13.
Yeah.
And I watched one of those episodes because I watched one episode from every arc to make sure that download pack worked. I just picked one at random. Seemed fine. The only thing I noticed, because Marineford was one of the later ones I downloaded, in Marineford, you feel the fact that shit is cut constantly because they constantly have dramatic music and it'll just hard cut to a different one because these are taking place like 10 minutes later.
Oh.
So like it'll do a camera cut like to another angle.
Yeah.
And a different music is playing because this is 10 minutes later in the episode.
That's jarring.
I'm like, that's a little weird, but I get that this is the extreme case.
Yeah.
But no, the one that I personally think the problem will be is even cutting down to just canon stuff is, goddamn, did I not care about Fishman Island. I didn't even finish my test episode. Fishman Island sucks.
I kind of agree. I get why it is a thing, but because it was one of those where it's like, okay, we're going to use this as like the get back into things after the massive time skip and let's show off, but like, ugh.
Yeah, that's where I expect problem one will be. Problem two will be if you don't like Dressrosa.
What?
Dressrosa is almost a quarter of One Piece's runtime.
Is it really?
It's like a sixth, if you count Punk Hazard as part of it.
I mean, Punk Hazard's pretty small anyways.
It's longer than you remember. Dressrosa is so long.
Well, because Dressrosa goes through, like, multiple phases.
It has the tournament, and then it has the middle part that's so fucking boring about characters I don't give a shit about and the little fucking fairies.
Oh, come on. You don't like the, what are they called? Tontas or whatever?
Fuck the toy soldier. I know. Still with the end, fuck the toy soldier.
I can't believe you said that. You're a terrible person.
I remember you opening that card and being like, oh, when we were opening those One Piece cards, you were like, yes, that character.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, it was one of those, like, the toy soldier was better until should have never learned anything else about him. Should have just been like, yeah. Random toy soldier.
Yeah, Dressrosa is almost the length of Wano.
It's a pretty big turning point, though.
Yes, it is. But it's one of those things of, like, if you don't like Dressrosa, it will be very long.
That's true, yeah.
Oh, it's off by one chapter? Damn.
Wow.
But I expect Dressrosa will go fine, but she'll get very bored in the middle. Basically, after the Sabo part gets resolved.
Yeah.
And before the final showdowns all start. There's that awkward whole middle where it's just fucking around Dressrosa.
I mean, there's still some great scenes throughout it, but
I want to do a whole One Piece 2 hour long episode of us just talking about it, because we do this like
2 hours is such a short amount of time for that.
We do this like every time we go out to lunch. Yeah. We'll either talk about Magic or One Piece or Warhammer or something, and we'll talk about it for like 2 straight hours, oh, switching yeah. 35 subjects over the course of it in that thing.
Yeah.
And I really think it would be a fun bonus episode for the people who have the overlap of knowing what we're talking about, or at least thinking it's fun to listen to.
I mean, at the very worst, it could be one of those, like, fall asleep to two people randomly talking about something that you don't care about.
I highly recommend, if you're, like, on the fence about trying One Piece, go watch the Netflix adaptation. If you love that, go read One Piece. Start to finish. Fantastic. You can watch it subbed. You can watch it dubbed. If you do either of those, One Piece or One Piece Kai, Google them. It is far better than trying the original One Piece cutting. One Piece is not famous for having filler episodes like Dragon Ball Z does.
But it still has.
It does an awful thing that's far worse when you go to watch it later, because you can't just skip 50 episodes. It doesn't do the Naruto thing. They did the drag it out to where one chapter would become one episode by doing last time for 5 minutes and then a 4 minute long intro song, not a 90 second anime intro.
No, it's like the full thing,
start to finish, music video, full song of whatever the intro song is, to maximize runtime. You're now like 12 minutes into the episode, almost to the one ad break that there will be on the Japanese episode.
Yep.
The episode will now start. They will do one chapter of content.
There will also be an outro.
Full outro. And then a next time that will show basically 2 of the 5 minutes that'll be ready next week.
Yep.
And they are all like legal minimum amount of time to show it in a half hour window. It is misery to watch.
Infuriating, because you can't just skip. You can't just be like, all right, these 10 episodes are garbage, I'll go to the next one.
And like, it's good content. The problem is it was packaged awfully, because that's how anime worked at the time.
Yeah.
And it's how it sort of still works for One Piece is nowadays, if One Piece came out as a new anime, they would do what My Hero Academia does and all of those, where you release 12 episodes, give it a year, release 12 episodes, give it a year, and you just do that for the next 25 years.
Maybe, yeah.
One Piece was the too long ago and had to go the Naruto, Bleach, all of those routes. Oh my god, the first Bleach opening is one of the greatest songs ever made.
It is.
Orange slaps. Bleach's openings are god tier. Bleach is fantastic up until the end of Soul Society, and then you stop fucking watching it.
Bleach through Soul Society. It's good stuff.
Death Parade's opening is fantastic because it's Death Parade's opening, if that makes sense.
No, but also yes.
It is perfect for the show it is in front of.
Yeah.
It is an upbeat, fun, catchy, happy intro. Extreme weaponized depression. Cowboy Bebop is a classic. Yu Yu Hakusho is another classic.
I'm trying to remember who did Death Parade opening now.
Death Parade is Brando? Oh, Bradio, sorry. Mob Psychos are amazing too.
Yeah, that intro is... I mean, season one is just fucking fantastic.
All three in a row are fantastic, and they're good into each other.
They are. Yeah, Bebop's just good music.
Yeah, Bebop's kind of cheating for if you're, like, going for a soundtrack thing. It's like, fuck it. Show made around music has good music. Durr.
I mean, they could have fucked it up.
Every episode is themed after a genre of music. Turns out their music was shit. They did a terrible job.
It was fucking awful.
Kaizen's intro haven't really done it for me. I think the first outro is pretty good.
I don't remember it enough to care. And that's kind of how I thought about Kaizen.
That's how I think about Jujutsu Kaizen. It's Bleach, but now.
Yeah.
It is. Every teenager nows are Bleach.
It's fine.
Ghost Stories is a famous story in one of our episodes. Christian and I watched Ghost Stories dub while eating pie with my pants off in our hotel room when we were at SCG Con. And I'm pretty sure this is discussed at length on an episode.
I'm pretty sure it's been several episodes it's been brought up, so.
Sometime in season 7 or 8 of Solely Singleton, if you go back to it.
One of the greatest call-outs is that one of the first things that was brought up with his now wife the day before their wedding was this story.
The fact that she had to be told about the pie.
Yeah. That's
And then when they came to see us, I said, cool, I'll get pie. She had just heard this story for the first time.
Oh, fucking hell.
Oh.
Still married him, though, so we didn't ruin a second wedding.
We did. Oh, my God. No, this is Christian lore. You got the wrong one.
Yeah.
We're making fun of the one who isn't here. The one that none of our Poor Hammer audience knows. The third host of this podcast that none of you are aware of.
We're going to be recording with in just a couple days now.
He has multiple faces available on this server you can use.
Yeah, I think the new ones definitely peak content. Still your fucking profile pic, man, every time.
Dragon Maid is one of those shows that will just randomly be on at our house. Absolutely.
Dragon Maid. Oh, yeah. Fair enough.
Just good fucking junk food.
Yeah, I never really got, like, into it, but
you don't get into it.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's like,
it's just fine. Comfy shit, slice of life bullshit. Nothing bad happens. It's to make your day better.
There's no actual seriousness. It's just like, don't worry about things, it'll be okay.
Slice of life becomes important the older and deader inside you become. Yuru camp is required for every like 35 year old man. It's about 12 year old girls going camping. It sounds fucking stupid, but it'll warm your soul.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember, like, is that actually just laid back camp?
Yeah, laid back camp is the English name, I think, but Yuru camp is what it was called when I went and got it, because it didn't have an official name in America yet.
Yeah, I just couldn't remember if that was what they actually called it, or if that was like the translation of like, nah, it's just laid back. That's just what it is, don't worry about it. I mean, do you want to watch 33 year olds camping?
Yeah, also they're high schoolers technically, but they're Japanese, so they look 12. Just don't touch them, they're underage no matter what. I don't care if she says she's 500 years old and a dragon, don't fucking touch it.
Yeah,
that Free Rin Beyond Journey's End, I want to get when it finishes. Misfit of a Demon King was a really fun season one. I hope season two is equally trashy. That was one of the ones we watched for like drunk after work bashing, and we ended up loving it.
Reborn as a Vending Machine's actually getting an anime? The fuck?
Cactar's laughing because he knows that this is how every recording works. These young fools don't know what they got into with a live recording.
This is pretty good.
You know how every break season, when you guys get 2 hours or 3 hours of content out of nowhere, that you're like, man, they recorded all this fun extra bonus content that got released to us for a Christmas present. This is where that gets made.
That's true.
You're in it.
Welcome.
Borrelia's not crying. He's going to wait for us to text the timestamp when the episode starts. He doesn't hear any of this.
He's just going to be annoyed that we didn't do the ping pong right at the beginning. And then after we did it, we did another off topic.
Spice and Wolf was god tier, and then you fucking ended it on a fucking cliffhanger. Banger OPs too, you're correct. And the first ending is also a banger.
The first ending?
Apple.
Oh.
Doesn't have to be in your head. It could be in your ears if I open up a YouTube tab right now.
And then it'll be in Brad's house for the next month.
Made in Abyss. Oh. I've only watched season one. Don't spoil me on anything past season one. It fucked the wife up so bad. I am begging her for us to actually sit down and watch the movies and then season two.
It's brutal.
But god fucking damn.
It feels, and like the art just feels like it should be like, oh, this is a happy slice of life, right?
One of the best Arcata videos was his What's Stopping You From Watching Your Favorite Anime. And his example for himself was Made in Abyss, and I hadn't watched it yet.
Yeah.
And then I fucking watched Made in Abyss, and I was like, fuck, it was me too, because I saw the little chibi arts, and I'm like, what a stupid kids show. Why would I watch this? Everyone tells you to not know anything. Go in and watch it.
Yeah.
Holy fuck, I didn't realize I was going to be reading Roadside Picnic.
Yeah. It does a fantastic job of it. Honestly, like, if it wasn't in that art style, I don't know if I'd watch it.
The art style is kind of important to it in a way.
Yeah.
Because of the juxtaposition.
It like is needed. It needs that like breathing room of the tension kind of thing. Fucking hell, man. That's, yeah.
My French is just baguette.
Wee wee.
Wee wee baguette.
First they take a nap. And then fire the missiles.
Fire the missiles. Several people are typing.
Is there any like other outside lore that like leaks in, you know, like, oh hey, there's a call out to Cadia, or there's a call out to whatever?
That's Ka-Ching's legs. You can't hide those legs from me. I know I'm a degenerate.
Wow.
What were you actually saying while I was thinking of that joke? Emeralio spilled his drink. What were you actually saying so I could do the actual episode part? The dumbass paid for Warhammer Plus.
And that's the problem, isn't it?
Isn't it? We should do an episode. We pirated every episode of Warhammer Plus.
Illegally reviewing every
illegally review every episode of Warhammer Plus.
Allegedly.
I'm just gonna make thumbnails that are just me mid-orgasm.
I'm making sure everybody has the time to fully appreciate what that means.
It's just like, are you gonna move us on?
No, just letting that hang out there of like, everybody, imagine, think what that means. All right, now we can move on.
Brilliant, you're gonna be holding the camera. I'm recording naked on repeat.
We've got a nice camera now. It can zoom in and it can be focused. We can really make sure to get the action shot.
Several people are typing. My back is fucked up. I'm old. Shoot me like old Yella. But make sure it doesn't look like suicide so the wife still gets paid.
I thought you were going to say, make sure to actually get it right the first time.
No, you can miss once.
Just make it a quick follow-up.
At two, I'm haunting your ass. But at one, I'll forgive you.
If you fail the double tap, I'm gonna be back.
I know what you did last summer. You fucking missed.
Now that's a sequel I can get behind.
It's a John Wick intro.
Perfect.
So, Borelio, it's time for our emergency update. Since this has been 4 days since your last one of the power outage situation.
So,
you've got power back, right?
Not yet. I'm basically rebuilding my wall, and my neighbor is in charge of it, so he has no rush. Also, the contractors have no rush, apparently, so I'm still out of power, but that's okay. I'm on the neighbor's house. There's no worry. Nothing's gonna happen here, right?
I mean, that would be a very odd sequence of events.
Yeah, no coconut tree will fall on the street and bring down the cables with it, right?
That's oddly coconut suspicious. Tree. That was really specific.
So basically, about a week after I had the trouble with Truckun, the tree son decided to come down.
Tree son!
He decided to come down on the electric pole near my house. Luckily, it didn't brought down any electric cables, but brought down some telephonic cables. So, to my luck, it didn't affect the house I'm in, but my neighbors are now out of internet and telephone. So, but when the tree fell down, man, I was doing dishes and I basically froze. And I thought, oh no, something happened. And my arm slowly reached for the lights and I pressed it. And luckily, I still had power and internet, so... But that was close. That was really close.
It feels like one more and you're in some type of Final Destination bullshit.
I'm gonna look around for hidden cameras on the house. They might be filming it.
Yeah, like, there's gotta be a certain point where it's like, all right, who did you piss off? Right? Like,
I have to check my karma.
But you didn't piss them off enough to just actually hire a hitman. They just wanted to inconvenience you as much as possible.
Yeah, I've gotta rethink who I'm in depth with. Oh, shit. Who I'm in depth... I don't know how to speak this word. Give me another sentence.
That.
I gotta think who I'm in depth with.
You should keep all of that in. That's what bonus contents are supposed to be.
But that's it. I just came here to update you guys on this situation. And now I'll be back to editing Poor Hammer on the episode that I won against Eric.
Yeah. Right. That's how I remember it.
All right. Get back to work and enjoy this Christmas present, everybody but Borrelio, assuming he has power to release it by then. We're making assumptions at this point.
Okay. Bye, guys.
All right. Good luck and keep an eye out. Make sure to look up before you leave the house and down, because, you know, maybe next time it's just going to be like, what is the Looney Tunes thing? Just like a sewer or something like that that you'll fall
in. I hope
in.
I'm the protagonist that survives to the end.
There you go.
Dies in the post-credit sequence.
We're all sewing. We all had a quip at the exact same time, and I didn't hear anything anyone said.
You could use that as a ping pong lineup right there. But I said, cock your cocks.
I did hear the word cock at one point.
I'm sure you did.
My immediate understanding was not a single one of us had said anything useful.
So you didn't even bother wondering what was said?
I was just like, yeah, we all said something that we thought was funny. It wasn't, but...
It wasn't.
I don't even think I remember what I said.
Exactly.
Oh, you want other magic card art? Sure, I'll get some more in there.
No, not you.
Not you. Someone else take the reins.
You know what all of this has taught me? Scryfall is really nice. And the fact that other card games don't have it is irritating as fuck.
You have no idea how much I miss Scryfall in the One Piece game.
Like, I don't even find anything that's like, what was the old cards.io or whatever?
Magicards.io got taken over by Scryfall and then removed.
Yeah. But like, because that was like the bare bones, like.
But it was so fast.
It was honestly better for a long time. Scryfall might be now. But like, the fact that there isn't stuff like that for a bunch of these games is honestly really irritating.
Oh, we were out at a restaurant this weekend and getting back into the car, and I looked over at the car next to me, which was like a mid-aughts junker, right?
Yeah.
And in the cup holder was just a bottle of beer. And I was like, that is some Chad energy right there. Not only are you drunk driving, you aren't even like remotely hiding it. You just have a clearly labeled bottle of beer in your cup holder next to your driver's seat.
That is a certain amount of alcoholism that is not healthy.
Speaking of, Eric, why don't you start?
I'm still trying to open this fucking bottle. Jesus Christ.
It gets harder the more you drink, which is usually the opposite of how it works.
They made it impossible.
All right, Eric may actually stay sober today. Fantastic.
No, like, legitimately, this is fucking bullshit.
Maybe we'll just roast Eric's hand strength for the entire rest of the episode.
I need more light.
Is this like when you turn the radio down to see where you're at?
No, it's like when I turn the windshield wipers up. I gotta go what? Faster.
I think that nosebleed might have been a little bit more blood than we realized.
He's low on blood, replacing it with alcohol.
That'll work. I think that's how that works, right?
Yes.
You're just diluting it, and so it can go further and faster.
That's why it's only a small little shot glass.
Officer.
This is actually fucking bullshit.
I can't believe you're unable to open this. Brad, can you go over to his house and open that for him real quick?
I could, but I won't because it's literally not 11 a.m. yet.
It'll be 11 by the time I
get it open.
Fucking get this open.
It might be 5 p.m. by the time you get that open. So anyway, Yu-Gi-Oh!
Some of us are still chasing that Exodia dream.
Some of us are still trying to open that bottle of new card games.
It's true.
Okay, it's not as big as I was fearing it was going to be. That's fine. But, like...
Got it!
Go get a fucking knife.
I did. That's what I had to go do. Okay. It's fucking bullshit that, like... So, like, the top... Okay.
It doesn't have the, like, rip-open plastic strip.
That's all you were having problems with?
It's a full cap. Like,
oh, it's a full cap. That's probably pretty hard to get into.
Okay.
Like, look at that. It's not, like, the... It's bullshit.
Oh, I just saw the picture.
It doesn't make any sense. It's even got, like, the little, like, perforation thing.
Oh, yeah, because that was just sealed over it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's more than a shot glass.
It's less than I feared, though.
Yeah, it's about, like, it's a tall shot glass.
Well, what if he just has a giant hand?
It's actually pretty good, though.
On the plus side...
It's nice and... smooth, but it's warm.